Once a Bronco, always a Bronco. That sentiment rang true Sunday night as the Broncos unveiled the bus of this year's Ring of Fame class. Simon Fletcher spent his entire 11-year career in Denver and never missed a game. Fletch is still the Broncos' all-time leader in sacks with 97 and a half.
You should have been down there with me. That is not my face. That is my face 30 years ago. So you talk about reality, a reality check, but also gratitude for the time that's passed between then and now and the things that has happened in my life, my children growing up, now being a grandfather, and most importantly, the same Bronco fans who welcomed and supported me in April of 1985 have done it in everything I've attempted to do since I've been here, even to this day.
Jason Elam is the franchise's all-time leader in field goals and points scored, and was there for some of the most memorable moments in Broncos history.
A huge honor to get to go in, especially with John and with Simon, two great Broncos and even better people. And so you never come in and into this thing thinking this is even possible. And so to be even mentioned with the guys in the Ring of Fame is a huge honor.
All right. And John Lynch, although his time in Denver was brief, is one of just six Broncos players to make it to four consecutive Pro Bowls.
Really, really special. It really is. And I've seen prior to games as a broadcaster people hanging around here coming and seeing this, and now to know that I'm there, it's really cool.
The night wrapped up with a ceremony inside the Broncos locker room where Annabelle Bolin, the wife of Broncos owner Pat Bolin, welcomed in the new class.
This dinner reminds us of the tremendous appreciation and respect Pat has always had for his players.
The three Broncos greats will officially enter the Ring of Fame on Monday night during an induction ceremony at halftime of the Broncos and Texans game. At Sports Authority Field at Mile High, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.